Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all listeners today. God bless you. I'm sure a lot of you are sleeping at this time. Although it is nice to see that some people are still up and moving about here. God bless you all that is listening live. God bless everyone who's going to be listening in the chat rooms, in the archives, and just truly blessings over the world. It's just a wonderful day just to be alive. I just thank God for his goodness. I just thank God for his kindness. I thank God for his healing. Thank God for his new mercies. I just thank God for being God. I thank God that there's nothing that we can do that actually changes his mind as far as his goodness towards us, dear Father. I thank you, Jesus, for who you are. I invite everyone to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4916. This is just a short session just to say thank you, Jesus, just to remind you, have you said thank you? This was Father's Day that just passed. Did you, as you went around and you gave thanks and patted on the back for all the goodness that you saw that has been done in the man's life or the fathers that you know? Did you take out time to say thank you to our Heavenly Father? Hallelujah, because he is truly a father. So he's the father of all fathers, and he's the any good man that you know is doing a great job as a father. It's because of our Heavenly Father, our Abba Father. It is because of God's goodness that he stretches his hands out towards us and gives us his mercy and his wisdom. Hallelujah. So we said, thank you. Thank you. Take out time. Don't get so busy in your day that you can't take out time, not just today, but every day, to say thank you. Start at the smallest things, and I guarantee you, you will not be able to complete all of the things. You can't thank him enough for all of the things that he is doing or has done for us, what he's going to do in our lives. Right now, he's working out of the sight of you for the good of you. Even though you can't see that your circumstances may have changed or are changing, oh, but trust in him. Trust in his word. Trust in his word. Hallelujah. He is good. And go ahead and give him thanksgiving. Praise him with your mouth. Praise him with your with the instruments. Praise him in the way that you live today. Praise him in the decisions that you're going to make today. That's the way you give him thanksgiving. Worship him. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's get started here. I'm already started because I'm just on fire for the Lord, and I'm just so grateful for all that he does. And I look around, and I just see that you and your family, me and my family, the trials and tribulations that we may be going through still has not defeated us. We're still going forward. Still going forward. Hallelujah. Continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for yours. God bless, God bless, God bless. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to be reading our scripture today from the book of Isaiah. Book of Isaiah. And we're going to do Isaiah 40. Now let's just start with verse 29. Isaiah 40 and verse 29. Read. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk be saints. Hallelujah. Is that your word today? One more time. It says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Oh, God bless, God bless. It's someone right now who is family. Because we've got some disturbing news today. Someone is grieving right now. And you said, I don't have strength. But hallelujah, thank God that his word is here to remind you today. Ask him for your strength. He said that he would give you strength to the weary, and he's going to increase the power of the weak. You know, just go on your knees and in your private prayer closet, on your bed, wherever you're at. Remind him, dear Father, your word said in Isaiah 40:29 that you give strength to the weary and that you would increase the power of the weak. I'm weak, Lord. I need your power. I'm weary, Lord, and I need your strength. Hallelujah. Family and friends may come around you and they lift you up, but that's just a temporal fix. Because they're flesh too, and they're going to need their time. They're going to need to go back to their daily life. But God is eternal. He doesn't go on time. He's always with you. Always there for you. He's going to carry you through. Not just build you up, but push you and carry you on your way. To give you directions on your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. That's all it is that you're needing, sister. I know that you've been down for a while with all the things that you've put in your system. I know, brother, that all of the things and the lies that you've told to your family, and it's hard to look back and see how are they ever going to be able to forgive me for such a situation as I've put myself in. But now that you have changed and you are a new creature in Christ, you're weak and you need strength. You just need your strength to be renewed. You just need to be built back up. And when God builds you up, you let no man tear you down. That you will begin to soar on wings like eagles. You will run and not grow weary. You will walk and not be faint. Hallelujah. It's some preacher right now, some teacher, hallelujah, has really just been going through something. They're doing everything that they can, the appointments that they set, they get to, and something's not going right with it. The compensation is not being given as they had promised, and you're just still pushing on, still pushing forward. I encourage you today. I encourage you today. God is the rewarder. God is the one that's still pushing you forward, still renewing your strength. Even you say, how am I continuing to make it? God, it has to be you because I know I can't make it. I know that I wouldn't be able to make it. He says, yes, it is I. You continue to do my will. I continue to make sure that you are taken care of. And always, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, you're still moving forward. Still moving forward. People have came and tried to put roadblocks in your way, but you're still moving forward. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you for that. We thank you, Jesus. I just want to just say thank you also for just blessing and continuing to pray with Women in Power, with our founder, Dr. Inetta Cooper, Men in Power, Teen in Power, constantly growing, getting the word out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And if you have any need, for any of the empowerment movements, preachers, teachers, in your leadership, in your area that you're needing, feel free to go online at womeninpower.com. Or you can always give me an email at walkwithmegod.com. I'd be more than happy to get you in touch with the anyone that you need to talk with. Also, just want to give you out the Women in Power line where you can call for prayer at any time. It is 218 area code 339-4300. The access code is 360-777-POUND. Again, 360-777-POUND. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to take a look today, staying in Isaiah. We're looking at Isaiah 43. One of my favorite verses. We're going to read quickly in Isaiah 43, and let's go back through it. It says, "But now this is what the Lord said, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I give men in exchange for you, and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be afraid when you listen to all of the media as they speak about what's really going on. I mean, it's the recession. The world is in a recession. But see, that's why God has separated us a long time ago. That's why we don't have to be. God doesn't go by. His standards are not in recession. Recession is not in his vocabulary. The choices that we have made, the people here living here in this world, have us in the position that we're in now. So that's why if you, like myself, has took and stood on the word all along, some may be just not getting involved on the field now of starting to stand on his word. That's fine. That's fine. We all had to start somewhere. Let's get in there. We don't have to live by the recession rules. See, we've already saved some at any point. If you haven't started now, if you save $10 a week, $10 a pay period, $20, some of you can save $500 a pay period or more. Put something away. Save something. Not a recession, because you are building an empire. You're building something up. Everything that you go out and work and the finances that come in to you, don't automatically have it all planned out before you get it in. Some of us have it already planned out. Now, there are circumstances where you may be in that situation. That may be where you're at right now in your life, that you have to. You're living paycheck to paycheck, and you're having to take everything that you have. It's really going out to keep you going, to keep you afloat. God bless you. You keep on floating, sister. Keep on floating, brother. If you can, take $5 out of that and save. But for the ones of us who are actually have a little bit more now, you've passed through that beginning stage, and you have an opportunity now where you can actually put something else aside. Make sure that you're taking your time. You know you got your tithes. I don't care where you're at on this walk. Tithing is not an option. Because even for the one who's living paycheck to paycheck, if you want to get beyond that phase, get out of that state, witness, I'm a witness, you've got to tithe your way out. So never say, I'm too broke to tithe. Look at it the other way. You're too broke not to tithe. Give God his. Let's give him his first, okay? Because once you tithe, you're just trusting God to stretch out what else you have left. He know your needs. Hallelujah. Talk to him about your needs. He knows your needs. You think he's not going to provide? He is the provider. Remember, we're talking about today the goodness of God. God is good. And if we had a moment just to open up the lines, I'm sure I can hear from testimonies from each and every one of you of how good God has been to you, how he has healed your sin-sick body. Hallelujah. Let's not let that go by without saying thank you. Hallelujah. How he has touched your soul, your loved one. Hallelujah. I'm praising him already. I'm already praising him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have loved ones that I don't know the time, don't know when, but I know the goodness of God is going to bring them from where they at to where he needs them to be so they can start living in Christ, so he can dwell within them, not just lip service, but where they want to be dedicated to be a part of the Lord, dedicated to be with the Lord, dedicated to live their life as the Lord. He doesn't half step with us. His goodness is just not partial goodness. His mercy is just not partial mercy. He doesn't say, well, I give you new mercies maybe on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but he said new mercies every day. Hallelujah. Where else? Who else can you find, can you get new mercies every day? Forgiveness of your sin every day. Have you repented today? Are you laying down with those dirty sins on you that you have committed and picked up along the way today? Well, if he comes back in your midst of your dreams or while you're sleeping and your soul is lost, it's nobody's fault but yours. Well, he has given us the opportunity to choose you this day. Choose. Whatever it is that we go through, he gives us also the ability, he gives us the option to repent of those sins. Repent of those sins. Hallelujah. He knows them anyway. Someone told me, said, well, you know, Evangelist, why would I have to come before him and ask him to forgive me for each and every sin that I've done? Why can't I just ask him to forgive me for my sins for the day? Because he knows. If he's an all-knowing God, he already knows the sins that I've committed for the day. Why do I have to go back and bring those over? You know, first of all, that's exactly it. He does want you to bring those back, to say those. Someone can hurt you and do all kind of different things to you. And they can come to you and say, I'm sorry. But even if you don't verbally say it in your mind, you're like, yeah, but I want to know you're sorry for what? What part of what you did are you sorry for? And it's the same thing here. What part of the sin are you sorry for? Which one of the sins that you've committed today are you sorry for? What are you actually repenting for? What part of the sin that's weighing you down, that's separating you from God, what part of that are you wanting to be forgiven for today? What part are you actually wanting to be thrown into the sea of forgiveness? Is it the lies you told today? Is it the way that you fornicated today? What part is it? Or do you want all of your sins to be forgiven? You may forget some, the sinful spirit, and you get, but you go for what you can remember. And you ask God to forgive you for all of the rest. But come clean with the Lord. Forgive me for destroying my temple today. Forgive me, dear Father, for reaching out and adding to someone's pressure today, adding to someone's depression today, for losing my temper with my kids today, for not being in my prayer closet today. Whatever it is, repent. Let's get that stuff daily off of you. You don't lay down with the dirt that you collected on the day on your body. You want to shower before you get into bed. How much better do you feel once you've got that shower? How much better will you feel once you have got that, all of the sins of the day repented and off of you with a repentant heart? Not just lip service, but really meaning it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why you should take your time and repent. Because sin separates us from God. And we want nothing to separate us from His love. We want nothing to separate us from His presence. We want nothing to separate us from the kingdom, the glorious mansion that He has prepared for you, that where He is, that you too may be also. That's just how good He is. That's just the goodness that represented by our Father. This is our personal Father. This is His goodness. This is His kindness. This is His mercy. This is His glory that He's showing to us on a daily basis. Hallelujah. This is not a borrowed God. This is our personal God. Have you taken out the time to say thank you today? Have you taken out the time to ask Him to forgive you for the sins that you have committed today? For the sinful things that you've done against your sisters or your brothers today? Did you lay in bed and not go worship today? Did you read your word but then got up and lived a life that had nothing to do with the word? Did your sister or your brother need your assistance today but you chose not to go? You chose not to extend your hand. You chose not to feed the hungry. God is good. Can we say thank you? Can we show Him some thanksgiving? Can we give Him a little praise? Can we worship him? Worship him. Worship him. Hallelujah. Learn to worship the Lord. For he is good. For he is good. And his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Don't wait until you're in need of your healing. Whether we know it, we're sick every day. It may not be something noticeable, but the enemy is trying to put a sickness, a disease on you every day, every moment. He's trying to destroy you. Don't get it twisted. Just because he's making your sin seem like it's so much fun right now. Don't get it twisted. He's only here to kill, steal, and destroy you. Don't wait until you're into a state of destruction before you try to lift your hand and say thank you. Don't wait until you land on your deathbed before you try to say, I need the water. I need to be baptized. I need to bury this sin for nature. I want to rise up and walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't wait till the battle is right at your doorstep for you to start calling out and saying that you're in need of prayer, that you want to pray. Guard your good deposits. Guard them now. While you're still healthy, start thanking God. Start praising God. He's an on-time God. Give him praise. Give him thanksgiving. God is good. And while you're going on your day today, on your way, say thank you. While you're lifting up your hands in prayer, remember to pray for your sisters and your neighbors. Pray for your brothers. Pray for your leaders. Pray for our president. Pray for the countries. Pray for Jerusalem. Pray for Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just for another opportunity to just say that you're good and we thank you. Are you in need of prayer? Are you in need of prayer? You need someone in your area? Give me a call at 210-264-5287. Send me an email, www.blogtalkradio/evangelistvon. Actually, the walkwithmeguide@aol.com. Hallelujah. Always there. Someone is there. You know, during Jesus' time on earth, he was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, he said, follow me. He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness, just showing his goodness. He said, come to me, all you who labor and you're heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. You don't have to keep running back to that man or woman looking for this comfort. I will give you rest. You don't have to keep running into that job and working 16 hours a day and you're still not getting anywhere. He said, I will give you rest. You don't have to run into that crack house any longer. Turning the bottle up, laying in somebody's bed, fornicating. I know that you're heavy laden. You're laboring. But he said, I will give you rest. Pick up the word. Maybe you need to just post that on your mirror. It's Matthew 11:28.
Here's what it says. He says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's Matthew 16:24. That means if your flesh side don't feel like it, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Your flesh says, but I really need you to go do this for me now. I need this in my system now. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have two different ones, Matthew 11:28, Matthew 16:24. And perhaps today you feel that Christ himself is speaking to you, just to you. Imagine if he was in the room with you right now, giving you the invitation. It's not Evangelist Vaughn anymore, but it is he extending the invitation to you. What would you do? Well, sisters and brothers, he really is in the room. He really is inviting you to become his child, to become his follower, his disciple. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come into him. Come willingly. Come courageously. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks. This is your time with Christ. He's calling you as an individual. He's calling you as a couple. He's calling you as a family. What are you doing today as your role as a daughter? What are you doing as your role as a mother? What are you doing as your role as a sister? What are you doing as your role as a friend? As a father? As a teacher? As a leader? What are you doing? What are you doing? Remember, Jesus died for you. He died for you. And he loved you so much he wouldn't stay down. He rose again for you. His blood washes away your sin. Will you repent today? Repent of those sins? That he shed his blood so that your sins could be washed away. He will give you a new life if you come. Come to Christ today. While there's still time. Why you still can. You know what? It's going to become a day that you're going to search for him and he's not going to be there. It's going to become a time that you're not going to have. It's going to run out. I think people live in sin and they just think, well, when I'm through with all of the sin, when I get through with it being fun, when I get so through, I just turn to Christ. But he said, search me while you can. While you still can. What's going to happen when you call and he's not there? What's going to happen when he come and catch you with your work undone? With your temples unclean? When you're laying in a bed of sin for a moment of pleasure, you have eternity to live for. Come. You've backslidden? Come. Repent of your sins. His blood again washes away your sins. It only takes a step to Jesus. So why not come and say, gladly to thee, my Savior, I give myself away. Give yourself to the Lord today. He's waiting. And for those who have, congratulations. You've just made one of the brightest steps in your life. Get with the Bible teaching church to learn where you're at in the Lord, why you need to follow the Lord. How do you get started truly walking with the Lord? How now that you've made this decision, do you tell your flesh? How do you deny your flesh daily? How do you deny your flesh of what it's used to? What do you do when you're wanting to do right, but flesh is pulling you to do wrong? answers. Get with the church that is teaching from the Bible. They're in the Word. Give me a call. Send me an email. You have women in power, men in power, teen in power. Just anything else I can do to help you, God bless you. I'm here for you. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you for showing up again. Showing up and showing out. Showing up and taking your children's sins. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for throwing them in the sea of forgiveness and remembering them no more. Thank you, Jesus, for being their light at the end of that dark tunnel that they've been walking through. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being that salvation, for being a healer before they're even sick, for being a provider before that need is even shown. Thank you, dear Father, for just being the wisdom. We thank you, dear Father, for just being available. Thank you for being available to us, Jesus. Thank you for leading them in the direction of the church that you would have them be, with the pastor and the leadership that each and every individual needs according to their personal individual needs. Oh, we ask you and we thank you for speaking to their leaders. Thank you for blessing this ministry. We ask continuous blessings on this ministry. We ask you to continue to watch over and bless my daughter, Lameka. Dear Father, she's in your hands. We ask you to bless JD. Strengthen him, dear Father. We ask you to bless James, dear Father. Thank you for the protection that you have around him. Dear Father, it's only because of you. It's your love. It's your strength. It's your mercy. It's out of my hands, Jesus. I dedicate him to you. Bless my sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews alike. My grandkids, my mother, continuous blessings over me. And all that we say and do, we give you praise and glory. We magnify you, we glorify you, and we worship you, Jesus. This is Evangelist Von Dillon from Tri-Anointed Ministries, three heads in one, the Father, the Spirit, and the Son. We're signing off. You be blessed today. Godspeed. God loves you. And we love you too.